It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's coming to us live from New York City. We'll hang out with you here for the next 4 hours. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're good. I hope you're relaxing, getting money, learning, whatever you're doing. Hope you're having a good time. I'm going to have a good time here on the radio. I ain't got no problems. Why wouldn't I have a good time here on the radio? If you want to talk to me, it's simple. We got a phone number. It works. 855-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. If you utilize social media, you can find me there as well. I am at JR Sport Brief. It's at JR Sport Brief. Any place that you socialize digitally. Okay, we got a lot to get into over the next 4 hours. First of all, we've learned Mike Tomlin will be returning next season of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So you can go ahead and put that one to bed. We have no update when it comes down to Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Nick Sirianni, we'll talk about him momentarily. He is also still the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. We discussed this briefly on the way out the door, like literally seconds, 2 minutes before I was to exit the studio last night. Word came down that the Atlanta Falcons, about 5 minutes down the road from me at Mercedes-Benz, about 40 minutes up the road from me if I got to go to their facility up in Flowery Branch, they sat down with Bill Belichick yesterday. We'll talk about it. We also knew, found out, what a shock, right? Jim Harbaugh had some conversations, or at least a meeting, with the Chargers. And now Jim Harbaugh, we're learning, if he is to stay at Michigan, there are a few protections, there are a few boxes that he needs checked if he wants to stick around. A lot going on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Man, there's so many messages going on. There's so many messages. Anyway, listen, folks, before I do anything, I got a simple question here. Hey, Ryan, how you doing? You good, man?
JR, as a New York sports fan watching Philly burn, I am doing great.
Oh, okay. I was trying to understand where the New York sports fandom came in, but that makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So wait a minute.
Big rivalry, Philly. Anytime their fans are up in arms, depressed, frustrated, it's a good day for yours truly.
Let's go back here for a second. I know you're a Colts fan. You are also a fan of the New York Giants?
No, I don't really hate the Eagles, per se. But, you know, in Philly, they're Phillies fans, they're Flyer fans, they're Sixer fans. They're all intertwined with the Eagles. So it's not an Eagles hatred, per se. But I know that a lot of Philly fans that I hate are also Eagles fans. So they're suffering today. So that's where the schadenfreude comes in.
Oh, you like people to suffer. You okay? You got a little sickness to you.
I'm a hater. Right? When it comes to sports, I'm a hater. If I can't be happy with my teams, I don't want to see you happy with your teams.
I hear you.
Not proud of it, but...
I can't relate, really, not too much, but I think I understand it. You see, I have an image, and I saw a meme earlier today about the Dallas Cowboys going down, the Philadelphia Eagles going down last night, being destroyed by Tampa. 32-9, and I saw a meme of like a Giants fan looking at both teams, looking at their houses burnt. And so I thought that's where your brain or your thought process was. Not too far off, not a lot far off, but there are a lot of people in the NFC East taking a look at what happened to the Dallas Cowboys losing to the Packers on Sunday, looking at what took place with the Eagles last night against the Bucks, and they're thrilled because misery loves company. And Nick Sirianni, and in a lot of cases, he's looked pretty miserable. Opening day press conference or introductory press conference, he sounded like he didn't know what was going on. The national anthem at last year's Super Bowl, it wasn't that he looked miserable, but he had tears in his eyes, overcome with emotion. And then especially as these Eagles have kind of just fallen into the toilet here, finishing up the year 1-5. first team since 1986 to start a season 10-1, and they finish 6. Losing, I should say, 6 out of 7. Pathetic. Nick Sirianni looks pathetic. He sounds pathetic. He might be out of a job. Not that I'm wishing this on a dude. But could you see Lori or Howie Roseman telling him, man, it's time for you to get the boot? It's possible. After last night's loss where Baker Mayfield showed up and said he has 3 touchdowns, I'm going to eat apart your defense. I'm going to tear up the linebackers that you don't have. I'm going to take advantage of your aging Bradbury. I guess he left all his talent with the New York Giants. Nick Sirianni was pretty much asked about why the hell they stunk at the end of the year. This is what he said.
We'll have to look ourselves in the mirror and accept that and, you know, just find answers, find solutions. But obviously, you know, when you start 10-1, you know, and then you get into what happened for us. Obviously, that the expectations were high.
What? Ryan Hickey helped translate. What did he say? Anything?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of nothing there to maybe save his butt or save the team.
It sounded like a bunch of stuff. And this is what Nick Sirianni does. He just comes through with a bunch of stuff. We're going to honor the process and look at the process as to why we didn't fall apart or why we did fall apart. I'm not too sure, but I'm going to come back. I'll evaluate. We'll do our evaluation process, and then we'll let you know. What? Nick Sirianni never has an answer for anything. Damn. As he was also asked, hey, the way you fell apart this year, is it going to happen in 2024? And he said, yeah, we can right the ship.
You know, what gives me the confidence to think that we can fix it? Because we believe in ourselves and we're in these seats at the, you know, at the top of our profession because we worked our ass off to get here. And I can promise you this, that nobody in that locker room thinks that way even a little bit. I don't know in what profession anyone does think that way, like, and doubts themselves, but sure as hell ain't us.
Oh, stop it. Doubt is normal. You want to tell me as the Eagles were on this 1-5 slide to finish the season that there wasn't a doubt about their defense, their defensive capabilities, that there wasn't a doubt about, you know, Jalen Hurts and his inability to hold on to the ball? I mean, how can you say such a thing? To imply that would be not human. Like, come on, doubt creeps in. I mean, you can think hardcore that you can go ahead, but not in a team construct. In an individual space, yeah, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to do this. Yeah, sure. But for the team, it's human nature to question what's going on next to you. It's human nature to take a look at what has gone on, what hasn't gone on, and to think about what may happen. It's human nature. This is like everybody over the weekend, maybe a Tyreek Hill who says, oh, it's cold. If you believe it's cold, you're going to be cold. Stop it. Everybody's cold. What, are you not a human being now? You don't feel nothing? Cut the crap. But this is what coaches do, and not just, you know, professional coaches, especially in the NFL. They shovel you know what. Stand at a press conference and just shovel crap the whole time. Don't say anything. I wonder if he has a clear answer for this. Nick Sirianni. Are you coming back? Will you be the coach? Are they going to fire you? What about you?
Again, there's a lot of guys in that locker room, all the guys in that locker room, every single one of them that put their heart and soul into this. I'm not worried about me. I'm not worried.
Okay. All right. You can say that publicly, too. You don't want to think about it. I mean, at that moment, post-game, are you like in-depth thinking about it? But you want to tell me there's not something in the back of your head that goes, man, I might get the boot. You want to tell me that when you go home, and I don't know his family structure, I assume he has a family. You want to tell me when you go home, this isn't a topic of conversation? Maybe it's not. Maybe they leave you alone. Good for them. Good for you. Nick Sirianni isn't that stupid. If he wasn't self-aware about what's going on around him, he wouldn't always try to give these are profound explanations. He wouldn't always try to, you know, come up with the best and the right thing to say. He just go out there and say it. I don't know. Has he missed connecting with the players? He's the only Eagles coach to start his career off and just say, hey, I got you in the postseason for the first 3 years. Nick Sirianni's combined record since he has taken over is 34-17. He has the highest winning percentage in Eagles history. All three seasons, three playoff berths, including a Super Bowl appearance last year. There's some differences from last year. There's some coaching differences from last year, not surrounding Nick Sirianni, but his coordinators. Shane Steichen is gone. New head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Why? Because of his offensive acumen in working with these Eagles, taking them to the Super Bowl last year. Jonathan Gannon, and I guess his brain of a pass rush, is gone. It's now in Arizona with the Cardinals. Matt Patricia is leading the way. They threw him a bone after the defense sucked against the Niners and also the Cowboys. Sean Desai got demoted in the season. Coordinator's gone. Defensive players a year older. Some of them gone. Linebackers definitely hurt. Cornerbacks getting old overnight. No A.J. Brown. That sucked. The Eagles still got a lot of talent. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is terrible. Jason Kelce is actually going to retire. It's been teased for years now. Howie Roseman gave him a big old hug when he got to the locker room last night. Eagle season is done. And this man might be done too. Nick Sirianni, he might. I think the Eagles will keep him. Unless you got somebody like Mike Vrabel who's ready to go out there and just take over. Why switch things up? Sometimes the unknown isn't the move. You know, Jalen Hurts is someone who's been able to expand and get better over the past few seasons. And let's be real, he's done that while playing for Nick Sirianni. I would give Nick Sirianni one more year before I decided to give him the boot. And yes, every single year matters. Howie Roseman, at one point, before going to the Super Bowl, people hated his guts. I'm talking about the second time. People looked at this man and just said, oh, look at all the talent that we lost. We went to the Super Bowl. We won. Nobody expected it. But we going to suck for a long time. And then he was lauded. Well, now he got some work to do. They have to fix the defense. Jalen Hurts, go out there and get him somebody else to work with. He doesn't have to run the ball all the damn time, does he? I know they brought in Swift, but damn. Maybe the dude won't feel obligated to hold on to the ball and deliver it all the time. Jalen Hurts was asked about Nick Sirianni. Very simple here. Hey, Jalen, do you want your coach back?
I didn't know he was going anywhere.
Well, my question about whether
he was I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Nah.
Where's your confidence level in him then to fix this team?
I have a ton of confidence in everyone in this building. It's just a matter of us going out there and playing clean football. And that's been something that we have not done, you know.
No. Okay. Yeah, pleading the fifth. I didn't know he was going anywhere. Jalen Hurts could have sat in front of the media and said, I want Nick Sirianni to stay. He didn't say that. He pled the fifth. He stood up for him. Kinda, sorta. No, he didn't. Who am I fooling? Can't make him stand up for the guy. Jalen Hurts makes it sound like he doesn't care. He's not trying to get into the politics. And I don't blame him. He's not attached at the hip. They didn't have the ultimate success. They did not win the Super Bowl. If they did, then maybe it'd be a different story. If they did, I don't think anybody would be talking about the job security of Nick Sirianni. Easy come, easy go. Do I think he's going to stick around as the head coach? I do believe so. I think a lot of the issues are rooted in the offense and the defense, some of the talent that they have there on the field. I don't know if you're going to wake up and replace, you know, Jason Kelce. That hardly that being a fact. They need a healthy defense. They need a young defense. They need somebody that will show up and help generate a pass rush. They need to figure out who's calling the plays on defense so Matt Patricia isn't replacing a dude in the middle of the damn season. if they sink this upcoming season next year, then Nick Sirianni, I'd say he's gone. I think in any other circumstance, if he did not help take this team to the Super Bowl last year, he would be given the boot. He's riding the wave of his early success. That this Eagles team has improved, that they did go to a Super Bowl last year, and that outside of this disaster to end this season, I think he's deserving of a do-over. But he is on the hot seat. I don't know if it's worth going ahead and just taking in a new head coach. You're just going to plop in Belichick, and I don't think that's going to happen. Nick Sirianni, always confused. Didn't have any answers last night after the loss. And if you ever want to know how I feel about Nick Sirianni, I guess until he wins a Super Bowl, he got close. Close doesn't count. All I have to do is think about his introductory press conference when the Eagles put him in front of the world. And if you want to know what type of team Nick Sirianni wants to run, just listen to this.
Next thing that's very important to me is that we build a smart football team, that we have a smart football team here. And I know we have the people in place to do that. The first part of that, the first part of being smart is knowing what to do. We're gonna have systems in place that are easier to learn. All right, complicated to the defense or offense that they're going against or the special teams group they're going against, but easy for us to learn. Because when we can put that, when we can learn our system and we can get good at our system, then our talent can take over. Less thinking equals talent take over. But we need to have systems in place, and we will have systems in place to do so.
Not to end this season. No, you didn't. We need less system, more talent taking over. Okay. I think he has one more year to prove it. And if it doesn't work out, I think Nick Sirianni's getting a boot. I'm not putting him in the category of a Mike McCarthy, although Mike McCarthy's been coaching longer than probably Nick Sirianni's been alive. Exaggeration. Nick Sirianni, give him another year. Figure things out. Yeah, you don't want to miss a year of the prime of Jalen Hurts, but he getting that big money, man. He's in that $50 million range right now. You got Brown and Smith and Swift. Work on the defense. Come back better next year. Figure out who's going to run the offense and the defense. Especially when you got to demote a coordinator in the middle of the season. Not good. I think Nick Sirianni, he will be the one quarterback, or excuse me, he'll be the one coach who'll stay alive. I would be surprised if the Eagles gave him the boot. I really would. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm just getting started. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I am going to get to your calls. We're going to talk about Baker Mayfield. It looks like his career is on a little bit of a comeback. We're going to get into Belichick on his way to Atlanta. It's a possibility. We'll talk about Jim Harbaugh wanting protection if he stays at Michigan. We're going to give you an update on Mike Tomlin. The man is to be back in 2024. Draymond Green came back yesterday. There's so much to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get into the winners between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Eagles. We'll do that next break in about 15 minutes. But right now, or right before we went to break, I should say, we took a look at head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. This is his third year. This is his third postseason appearance. Last year, he went to the Super Bowl after a 1-5 slide to conclude the season. A lot of people are calling for his head to roll. He looked clueless, a little bit probably because he is. Well, I'm interested to see how he bounces back. I don't think you've had the success that they have had. I say they, his team has had over the past 3 years. And just give him the boot because of one season where they completely fell apart. I think this is a learning experience for everyone involved, including Jalen Hurts. And let's see what they do in the offseason to help improve a defense, which was either A, aging, or B, falling apart at the seams due to injury. It's a hard knock life. So I think that Nick Sirianni, at least through one more season, at least through an offseason, I think he deserves an opportunity and a chance to go out there and turn things around. And you can certainly look at a Bill Belichick and what have you and hope that he comes in parachuting to save the day. What's the likelihood of that? And why do you want to bring in, exchange an old coach for a new one? I mean, there's one thing we know. The old coach won't be around forever. It's wild stuff. 855-212-4CBS. Ryan, do you think Nick Sirianni will be here opening day, opening night, later this year, 2024?
I don't think so.
Oh, damn.
I think he's getting the boot.
Why so? Don't leave me in suspense.
I just don't know what he does to justify his return. Like, he's a CEO head coach. And usually in that role, your main goals are get the guys motivated, have them play fundamentally sound. And you look at just the last 2 months. I mean, even just last night, JR, if we just took away the stakes and just put on that game in the middle of the year and said, what does this look like? I would have said a preseason game. The Eagles had the intensity and the motivation like they were playing in August, not in January, with the season on the line. And so if you can't get your guys motivated, if you lose the locker room and you're not an X's and O's guru, and we saw both sides of the ball were just complete disasters in that aspect, I just don't see, from my perspective, the case to make to bring him back, because there's nothing he does well that another coach out there couldn't also do.
The part that I really agree with you on is the motivational speaker part. Because even before we went to break, taking a listen to him speak in public, I mean, there's a lot that you can tell. Maybe me, because I spend too much time studying speech. There's a lot that you can tell by how someone presents themselves verbally. There's a lot that you can tell by how someone gets their point across. And yeah, sure, being nervous is human. You know, not knowing every word in the dictionary or every pronunciation, that is all normal. All normal. But Nick Sirianni, when he speaks, if that's how he's talking to the public, like we heard him in that introductory press conference, how the hell is he cutting that in the locker room? I don't believe it. I don't. You got a hard time having people just show up and follow you. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to California and let's talk to Connor. Hey, Connor, how are you, man? You are on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
Excellent. What's up?
Well, I think I am going to have to agree with Mr. Ryan over here and say that I think Nick Sirianni is going to get the boot as well. And I say this because, I don't know, I just think the owner will probably do it to maintain a good fan base, because I think these fans are really mad at Nick Sirianni, man. Like, if you've heard some of the things I heard the fans say, it's bad. I heard one fan cuss him out, make a big, big public display of it. I've heard other fans just get real mad at him. And let me just tell you, it's not looking good for Nick, but hopefully he does. Hopefully he stays with them. That's what's going on for the Eagles. And I just wanted to say, you know, I also think Mike McCarthy's probably going to hit the boot as well. After all, it's Jerry's world. I don't think Bill Belichick is going to do much good for the Falcons. I think their glory will be short-lived, and I think he needs to retire. Shep said this as well, and I agree very much with him. I think Bill Belichick needs to retire.
Okay. Well, thank you, Connor, for calling from California. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about Bill Belichick at the top of the hour. That's where we're going to go. Now, as it relates to Nick Sirianni, yeah, there's a possibility. Of course, there's a possibility that he sticks around. I haven't closed that door. And there's a possibility that he gets fired. That certainly exists as well. I just think for matters of continuity, unless you feel comfortable with adding, I don't know, Vrabel, I don't know if you want to do that. You know, it's a lot of easy. It's real easy to say, let's fire this guy and let's hire this dude. There's no guarantees here, first of all, coach that you want. And sometimes you got to ride the wave of the success that you've had before you just go out there and pull the plug. And I saw the fans in Tampa. I saw an Eagles fan down in Tampa decide to throw some popcorn at Nick Sirianni. And yeah, there are worse things that you can throw. I don't think the popcorn, maybe even one kernel, hit the man. But everybody always wants to fire somebody. Like, this is the easy thing to do in sports, right? The team sucks. You can't get rid of the players. What's the easiest thing to do? Go ahead and fire the coach. But you got to be real careful about the stability. You know, if Jalen Hurts said, I don't want him to leave, then I think that would be a strong vote of confidence. That's not what Jalen Hurts said. Jalen Hurts made it sound like he does not care. So, yeah, Nick Sirianni, he most certainly is twisting in the wind. I just think given his success, you got to keep him around unless management feels that he sucks. And who knows? Well, I do know this. The comments made by Jalen Hurts, they have some type of bearing. I don't think it's that difficult to read in between the lines. And even though Jalen Hurts would take the position of, I didn't say anything. I don't talk about anybody's job. I show up and do mine. Even if he just blatantly said that, not saying I want this dude as my coach doesn't cut it. We're going to get into Mike Tomlin, who we now know is going to stick around in 2024. Mike Tomlin had seemingly an entire locker room ready to support him. Mike Tomlin had an entire locker room basically say that we love this dude. I don't want to play for nobody else. I ain't hear nobody say that about Nick Sirianni. It sounds like they could care less if he was the coach. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break. On the other side of said break, we're going to talk about the guy who's getting a second lease at his NFL life. That is Baker Mayfield. Had that surprising playoff victory with the Cleveland Browns, and has had a surprising season and another playoff victory with another team, this time the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're going to talk about Baker Mayfield. We'll hear from him and his words last night. We'll hear from his head coach and Todd Bowles. We'll talk about Bill Belichick at the top of the hour. Is he a fit for Atlanta?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about the Eagles. In a few seconds, we'll talk about the man who helped send them packing into the offseason. That's Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield, there's not going to be any conversations about him being relieved, him being removed. The next thing you hear about Baker Mayfield is how much money is he going to get paid by the Buccaneers. This is pretty much a prove-it deal for Baker Mayfield, and he has proven it. And unless he goes out there, and, I mean, let's be real, you can't throw 10 interceptions in a game, he will be back as the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That would be a massive shock if that were not to be the case. We'll talk about Baker momentarily. Also, hear some of his commentary from last night. It seems like he's always getting chances and he's always making the most of them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark, he's calling up from Montreal. Hey, Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jer?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind, please?
I just want to know on your opinion what you think. You think Jason Kelce's a Hall of Famer?
Do I think Jason Kelce is a Hall of Famer? So the answer is yes, and I want to know why this is something that you are pondering.
I was just wondering, like, how you would grade an offensive lineman. As I mean, there's not much stats, and, like, personally, the only thing, like, I know about Jason Kelce is Travis Kelce's brother, the brotherly shove, his beard. Like, you don't really see much highlights of offensive linemen, or there's not much statistics for them.
Okay, so that was kind of my reasoning as to why in the hell you would think about it. How long have you been watching football?
6-7 years, let's say.
Okay, so okay, reasonable question. All right, so I'll take it easy on you. Listen, man, you are 100% correct. If I'm sitting down and I'm watching an NFL game, unless you're running back and you're watching, you know, all of the plays and breaking down tape, you are 1,000,000,000% correct, which is impossible. Ain't nobody sitting around watching what takes place with the offensive linemen. But this is the part where you actually have to pay attention and listen to what his teammates are saying, what the other coaches are saying, what the players are saying, and you go ahead and take a look at the players' accolades. It is real easy watching a football game, especially in the modern NFL where the quarterbacks are running the show, to sit down and see Jason Kelce helping to call and command an offense. You see him standing up and leaning over and figuring out what the key defenders are, who the key defenders are on the defensive side of the ball. You see him calling audibles at the line of scrimmage. You hear about someone like Jalen Hurts, who's improved every single season, talk about him glowingly. You look at how durable he's been. You look at his accolades and going to Pro Bowls and going to Super Bowls. That is how you evaluate an offensive lineman. And I'll tell you this as well. There are very few offensive linemen who you run around and they end up with highlight tape. Jason Kelce is one of those. And typically you might see that highlight tape for, you know, left tackles, guys getting ready to decimate the edge rusher, putting him on his ass, throwing people around, flinging him around. You judge him by those highlights. Jason Kelce just seems very cerebral, and he always seems in the right place in the right time getting the offense set up. Does that make a little bit of sense?
I think it does.
Well, you're welcome. And now maybe you'll watch the game a little bit differently now, okay?
All right, thanks, Joe. Have a great night.
Thank you so much for calling from Montreal. A legitimate question. Like, I ain't watching a game. There's a couple of reasons here as to why anybody would know an offensive lineman. Because that offensive lineman is getting destroyed. That offensive lineman is committing penalties. Or that offensive lineman is just in a highlight package for good reasons. That's it. As a lineman, really, for the most part, you don't want to be recognized. So you don't want your name called out. Most times, it's not going to be for positive reasons. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Arizona and let's talk to Marsha. Hey, Marsha, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Reef Show. What's up?
I just don't think he should be fired. It's always the scapegoat to fire the coach. The players didn't even show up. They were sad out there.
Yeah, I think some of it had to do with and the defense had to deal with injuries. The offense also had to deal with a few injuries. But then at the same time, you can also look at Nick Sirianni. And thank you so much, Marsha, for calling from Arizona. The buck does have to stop with somebody. That's why I think go ahead and give him another year. When you already have to move on from Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon, who end up with other head coaching opportunities and jobs, that's not the easiest thing to come back from. And we see throughout the course of the season, they played on the line. And they being the entire team, like they were winning games, they were losing games, and coming back at halftime, they played games close and came by and got by on the skin of their teeth, by the skin of their teeth, and it caught up with them by the time the season was over. I mean, the biggest thing was Matt Patricia taking over to pretty much call the defensive plays. Well, I think you got to give him an offseason to go ahead and figure things out. And if they don't figure things out, then you go ahead and give them the boot after that. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Ohio, and let's talk to Douglas. Douglas, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio, Douglas. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you were talking about a lot of different things in the last couple of minutes, but Nick Sirianni's situation, like, I don't think he should be fired. You know what I'm saying? Like, he made a messed up. You know what I'm saying? But and it does look like he lost the team. You know what I'm saying? So if he has lost the team, then he should lose because they started off on fire this year. You know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, they just lose every game, like every significant game too. Like I ain't talking about like they lost to Dallas. They lost to the big games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but where I would disagree with you is that they started off the year on fire. I mean, a lot of what you can see, and thank you so much, Douglas, for calling from Ohio. A lot of what you saw throughout the course of the season for the Philadelphia Eagles, I want to call it fool's gold. I mean, they were, I said it, I don't know how many other ways I can say it. They were barely winning some of these games. They were barely getting by some of these games. They were skirting by. You know, I don't want to put them in the category of what took place last season with the Minnesota Vikings, but I feel like that's what took place. The Minnesota Vikings last year, not this past season, but the 2022 season, like Kirk Cousins was a man on fire. But the Minnesota Vikings, their defense was garbage. They gave up a crap ton of points in the air. And so they go into the postseason. They take on the New York Giants, and the New York Giants beat them. And to me, and I'm not somebody who got a crystal ball. I'm not Miss Cleo. I'm not doing palm readings. I looked at the team, and I said, damn it, this is a squad in Minnesota that went 13-4, but they give up just about as many yards in the air as every or anybody. This is not sustainable. And so, yeah, you can get away with it in the regular season. What are you going to do when the games really count, when the games really matter? And you can look up and down the Eagles' season. You can look at every stop in every game, and you can pick apart and go, oh, man, okay, they took on the Cowboys and their lunch got taken. You can go through the Niners. You can do it all. Here's the facts. Even when they were winning early on, starting off at 10-1 and beating Buffalo, barely beating Buffalo to go 10-1, these games were closer than they needed to be. That's just the facts. Why am I saying Nick Sirianni should get another year? To get the coordinators right? To get an influx of talent? To hope that that talent can stay healthy and to see how they bounce back. This right here for the Philadelphia Eagles is the first sign of distress since he took over. Like we saw I don't want to call it the ultimate success because they didn't win the Super Bowl, but last year they went and they ran into a team that's just been running things in the AFC since Tom Brady started to quote-unquote get older, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs. What have they done? Won 8 consecutive division championships right now? We know the Chiefs are there as long as Mahomes is around, and now the Chiefs got a better defense. Like, they've been out there running things. This is an Eagles team that for 3 seasons right now has gone to the postseason. They just went to the Super Bowl. They ran up against those Kansas City Chiefs. They could have beat them. They lost. They come back this season. Despite playing or not playing out of their minds, playing close games, they still managed to come out on top and start the year 10-1. And so they finished the season in the toilet. And now you just want to fire the dude? I'd give him time, man. You don't got to shake things up just for the hell of it. Everybody is on notice now. If that's not clear that you got a Super Bowl team in front of you, you just went there, you got to get some work done. I mean, it's sports. Not everybody going to win all the time. I mean, sometimes we make it feel like a video game. And if Nick Sirianni gets fired, then I hope they got a damn good replacement for him. But I don't think we can end up with a quote-unquote another, you know, no-name coach that we have never heard of. Did you know about Nick Sirianni when he was the Colts offensive coordinator? Did you know about him? Did you know he was helping out with Andrew Luck and Philip Rivers and Jacoby Brissett? Did you know that? Did you know that at one point in time, this man was with the Chiefs as their wide receiver coach in 2009. Did you know that about Nick Sirianni? Probably not. Because before he got this job, he wasn't no name brand. Nobody knew who the hell he was. And now he's faced some adversity. And now he's on notice. And if he can't turn it around, then let him go. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a lot of time in front of us, okay? We're going to talk about Baker Mayfield. God bless him. He just helps resurrect teams that look like they're going nowhere. We're going to get into Bill Belichick. A matter of fact, we'll talk Bill Belichick on the other side of the break. I ended up hanging up off air yesterday, and boom, Bill Belichick interviewed with the Falcons. They announced it. Is he a fit? Is he not a fit? We'll discuss it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.